Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, 6 lines from the top. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Galili Amen. Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shaifta. The Tzadikim, the Yetzer Tov rules them. They're governed, their actions, their thoughts are governed by the Yetzer Tov. Shenemar Velibi Cholal Bekirbi. Dovid HaMelech says that his heart inside is like there's a mess, there's a halal. The Yetzer Hara is like mess, is like dead. And therefore, it does not influence him. He has total control over his Yetzer Hara. Rishayim Yetzer Rosh Shaiftim, but the Rishayim are ruled by the Yetzer Hara. Just the opposite. Shenema, Nun Pashal Rosh Bekir of Libi, Ein Pachar Al Kim Lenegin Einab. That the Rosh has no fear of Hashem. He is ruled by the Yetzer Hara, and he doesn't have fear of Hashem. Beinanim, the ones in the middle, the Beinanim, Zevazesh Shaiftim, they're ruled by both. It's a battle between the Yetzer Tzav and the Yetzer Hara. Shenema, Yamali Min Evyen Lohishia, Mi Shaiftei Navshai. Hashem saves him from those who rule, plural, Mishayftei Navshai, those who rule over his nefesh. So he's struggling with both the Yetzer Tzav and the Yetzer Hara. And Hashem comes to his aid. Amar Rava, Kigoyin Anu Beinanim. Rava said, like, we are like Beinanim. So we're considered in the middle category. Amar Le'abaya, Le'shavik Marachai, L'chol Beriyim. Says, if you're going to say that we are Beinanim, you're not going to leave anything, any room, any life for anybody else, because we're only considered Beinanim. So what are everybody else would be considered? Then you'd be deeming them to be Rishoyim. The world was created either for tzaddikim, complete tzaddikim, or rishayim. So the world was created either for a rasha gomor or for a tzaddik gomor. The olam hazeh is for the rishayim. They get their olam hazeh, and the olam haba is for tzaddikim. So tzaddikim, what they get in Olam Hazeh is not the reward, it's what's needed for them to be mekayim their mitzvahs. The Rishoyim get their reward in Olam Hazeh. So the world, the hanos, the benefits of the world, for their own sake, that's created for Rishoyim. For tzaddikim, the reward, Olam Haba, is for the tzaddikim. Amar Rava Leidel Inish Benafshe, Im Tzaddik Gomer Hu Im Lav. A person should know and examine himself, judge himself, to determine is he a Rasha or a Tzaddik Omer. Omer Rav, lo yivri alma el ach ben Amri, or lo ruchanin ben Daisa. So an example of this is a Rasha Gomer and a Tzaddik Omer. So Achav was a Rasha Gomer. He was Ovid of Zora. He persuaded and enticed the nation. Is the king of Yisrael to be Ovid Avodah Zorah. They were him and his wife Yizevel. They were Rishoyim Gemurim. So the he says the example is for Olam Hazeh. El Acha ben Amri Olam Hazeh. Al Rav Chanina ben Daisa, but Rav Chanina ben Daisa, that the world was supported in his tzidkis Olam Haba. He has the Olam Haba was created. He partook from Olam Hazeh. The most minimal amount was what he partook of Olam Hazeh. His, the world for him, with the creation of the world, was Olam Haba, not Olam Hazeh. V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha, Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Im nemru chol nafshecha, lama nemru chol moedecha, v'im nemru chol moedecha, lama nemru chol nafshecha. You have to love Hashem with everything that you have, with your whole existence. So why does it say nafshecha and moedecha? Isn't that saying the same thing with you have to love Hashem with everything that you are or everything that you have? If a person, his body, his life is more important to him than his money, then he has to give up his life for Avas Hashem. If his money is more precious to him, Rabbi Kiva, Omer, b'chol nafshecha, afilo noitel es nafshecha. You have to be meister nefesh, even if he's noitel, your nafshecha, b'chol nafshecha, not means literally not only with everything that you have, not only with everything that you want, with your life, with your existence, and if it need be, to be meister nefesh, as we'll see shortly. Tanu Rabbanan, pa machas gazer malchus ha-reshosh, lo yaskto Yisrael b'toyra. There was once a gzera. The Romans issued an evil decree that there was on your aser, there was an iser to be Isaac and Torah. Ba papas ben Yehuda umatzol Rabbi Kiva sheimakel kiles barab and Isaac and Torah. So he came upon Rabbi Kiva. He saw Rabbi Kiva was giving drasha, was teaching Torah in public. Omlei Akiva iata mesiar b'nei ma malchus. Aren't you afraid of the malchus of the gzera? You're teaching Torah in public. You're violating their gzera. I'll give you a marshal. The fox was going on the side of the river, and he saw that the fish were gathering and swimming from one place to another in groups. So the fox said, why are you running away? Because of the nets that people are placing and trying to catch us and to trap us in their nets, so we're swimming away. Do you want to come to the dry land and we'll live together like our forefathers did, so you won't have to worry about the nets in the river? They said to the fox, you're the one that they say about you, you're a fox, you're so pikeach, you're so smart, you're so cunning of all the animals. You're not a pikeach, you're a fool. Madach in the water, that's our place where we live, and we're still afraid. The dry land, which is a place where we can't live, it's a place that we would die. Alachas kamavakama, certainly we should be afraid to live over there. Avanachnu, so too with the Yidden, Rabbi Kiva said, Avanachnu achshav shanu yeshim v'eskim b'teira, we're learning Torah shekosav ba ki hu chayecha v'orech yamecha kach. So we're afraid, and we're oisik in the Torah, which is our life, and we're still afraid. Imanu holkim mivatlam imenu. Alachas kama v'kama. So we should be mivatl Torah. Be mivatl our life source. So of course we'd be afraid if we're mivatl the Torah. It's like asking the fish to come up to the dry land. Omru, they said, lo yahayu yamim muatim, was not long. Ad shetafsu l'Rabbi Kiva chavshua beveis asurim. They captured Rabbi Kiva and they locked him in jail. V'tafsu l'pavas ben Yehuda chavshua etzli. And they also captured Pavas ben Yehuda. And they locked him up next to Rabbi Kiva. Omar loy papos mi heviyech lekan. So he asked him, he said, who brought you here? Omar loy, so papa said to Rabbi Kiva, ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, shenit vasta al divrei Torah. Said, how fortunate you are, Rabbi Kiva, that you were captured for divrei Torah. Oy loy lepapa, shenit bas al dvorim b'teilim. And oy for papa said he was captured and it was not for divrei Torah. It's called dvorim b'teilim. Now, from the Maisa, it would appear that Pappas ben Yehuda was a simple person. But according to the Goyen, he learns that he was a great tzaddik. And he was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. It's a riot that he didn't call him Rabbi Akiva. He was actually a very big tzaddik, and he was Maiser Nefesh to save Klal Yisrael. But nevertheless, the fact that he was perhaps questioning Rabbi Akiva for learning Torah, and he was not captured for Limud Torah, he was not Meiser Nefesh for Limud Torah, so therefore, nevertheless, he called it Dvorim B'Teila. But the Goyen learns he actually was a very, very great tzaddik. So we'll continue with the Maisa B'Shosho Yitzu as Rabbi Akiva Lahariga, the time they were taking Rabbi Akiva out to be executed, Zman Krishma Haya. It was Zman Krishma, it was time to recite Krishma, Vahi was Sarkin as Besorbos, Reikin Shal Barzel. And they would comb his flesh with iron combs. Like Mekabel of Ol Malchus Shemayim, and he was prepared to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, Shema. Amaloi Talmid of Rabbeinu Adkan. So they said to Rabbi Kiva, this is to this extent. Amar Lehem, Kol Yoma Yisim Etzdar Al Pasuk Zeh. My whole life I was agitating over this Pasuk, Bol Navshcha, Afil Noitla Seshmascha. Amarati Mosa Yaval Yod V'Kaimena. So now that I'm always mitzvah, when will I have the opportunity to be Meiser Nefesh for Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim, for Avos Hashem? And now that it's coming to my hands, I shouldn't be Mekayim this? So he was Mekabal all Malchus Shemayim. He was Mekabal Shema, saying Shema, and he said, and he was Marach Be'echod. Hashem Echod. And by finished the word echad, then yotzei nishmasa, then he was nifter. Yotzei baskel v'amra shrech Rabbi Akiva sheyotzei nishmasa be'echad. How fortunate are you that you were nifter when you completed Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim and you completed the word echad. Amar malach is ashoros l'mnei kodesh baruch hazu tera zu schara. This is the reward for Tzai Rabbi Akiva, the great Talmud Chacham. He was Isaac B'Tzaren. This is the reward. He was tortured to death. Mimsim yadcha Hashem, mimsim, isn't it better, like the Pasuk says, that those who die on your hand, in the hand of Hashem at an old age? Omer lahem, chelkem b'chaim. He says, their lot is oilam haba, meaning the lot of the chelak of Rabbi Akiva and all the tzaddikim, like Rabbi Akiva, their chelak is oilam haba, not oilam hazeh. Yotze baskol v'amra shrech Rabbi Akiva, how fortunate you are, Rabbi Akiva, sha'ata mezumen l'chai oilam haba, that you're prepared for Olam Haba. The Meforshim question with this Maisa with Rabbi Akiva, where he was Meiser Nefesh to teach Torah B'Rabim, and it's not one of the mitzvahs that we say Yeherek V'Al-Yavar. It's not one of the Gimel mitzvahs Chamuras that we say Yeherek V'Al-Yavar, that you're chayv to give up your life. So why was this action appropriate? According to, now this is my basic machlokes rishonim, if we say the Gimel Averes Chamuras, then it's Yeherek V'al Yavar, there's a chiyuv by those cases. In other cases, it's a rishus. So according to the rishonim that hold that it's a rishus, then it's not a kasha, it's any mitzvah you're able to, and Rabbi Akiva chose to be Moisir Nefesh. But the Rambam says that there is no rishus. It's the Gimel Mitzvah Chamuras is a Chiyuv, and otherwise you are not allowed to be Moisir Nefesh. So some of the answers that they give, according to the Rambam, how could Rabbi Akiva be Moisir Nefesh, is one answer that's given is that because it's a Gzeres HaMalchus. If there's a Gzeres HaMalchus at the Shas of a Shmad, then any mitzvah that there's a mitzvah of Yehereg V'al Yavar, there's a Din of Yehereg V'al Yavar, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and to be Meiser Nefesh. So this was a time of Gzeres HaMalchus, Shas HaShmad, that they were geyser not to learn Torah, and therefore it was appropriate to be Meiser Nefesh. So continuing on with the halachas that were mentioned in the Mishnah says, Lo yakel adam es rosh k'neged shar mizach, shehu mechuvin k'neged beis kodesh kadosh. That a person should not have kalos rosh, he should not be light-headed, facing the Shar HaMizrach, which faces the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Gemara now is going to qualify this halacha, where are we talking more precisely. But in general terms, one cannot be lightheaded and not have schaik, and he cannot relieve himself facing the Kodesh Kadoshim. Amru Yehuda Amar Rav Loi Amru Ela Min HaTzayfim Lufnim. This is only from Tzayfim and closer, and from there towards the Beis HaMikdash. So we had learned previously, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what Tzayfim is. Is Tzayfim, according to Rashi, it is a place called Tzayfim from where one could see the Beis HaMikdash. According to Tosfos, it's not a particular place. It's a general area from where someone could see the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not a specific place. Al Kolponim, this halacha has mentioned that he can't be Mekel Rosh only if he is from Tzayfim and closer to the Beis HaMikdash. That's when it's mentioned. Uberoya, and when he actually sees it. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Abba Brei, the Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, Lo Yomer El Min HaTzayfim Lifnei Uberoya, Ubishein Geder. And if there's no fence, meaning that if there's a fence, even if he is able to see, it's not a high fence, but if there's a fence or a wall, and even if he's able to look over it and still see the Beis HaMikdash, but if it covers his body and any exposed part of the body, so that's considered a barrier, and therefore he would be able to relieve himself in that area. And it's also talking at the time when the Beis HaMikdash is kai, when the Shechina is shayra. Tan Rabbanan hanifta b'Yehuda. So if one relieves himself in Yehuda, Yehuda is positioned that in the area of Yehuda is generally faces the Beis HaMikdash. It's in the, not all of Yehuda, but there are portions of the territory of Shevet Yehuda Yerushalayim is in the territory of Yehuda, so the where it's opposite, it's parallel to the Beis HaMikdash. So if somebody is in Yehuda, if he's facing east-west, then he'll be opposite the Beis HaMikdash, either the front of his body or the back of his body will be facing the Beis HaMikdash, because it's at least part of the border territory is parallel to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Nifta b'Yehuda lo yifta mizrach u'marav, he should not relieve himself facing east-west, because then part of his body will be exposed to the Beis HaMikdash. Elotzofen v'darim, he should do north-south, and so then he was not opposite the Beis HaMikdash. But Golel, however, in Golel, which is to the north, so over there, north-south would be opposite the Beis HaMikdash. It's just the opposite. If he's north or south, he would be exposed to the Beis HaMikdash, but east-west he would not be, because he would be north, or he'd be above, he'd be north of the Beis HaMikdash. So Begolo la yifnel mizrach umar, he should only relieve himself east-west. Rabbi Yossi matir, but Rabbi Yossi says mutter, shai Rabbi Yossi emr lo yosra le baroya, u'amokim shein sham geder, u'bizman sheshchina shara. So he says, it's only this only applies if you're close enough, like we said beforehand. But the Chum say no. Even if you can't see the Beis HaMikdash, even if you're further away, and it's past Seifim, etc., it's still awesome. But Chum hainu Tanakama, practically more Chum, that's not what the Tanakama is saying. He can be nayut Tzadim. The difference is, Tzadim, that if you're, according to the Tanakama, that even if you are you're not Niftan Yehuda, east-west, anywhere east-west, even if it's northeast or northwest or southeast and southwest, but according to the Chachamim, it's only if it's opposite, in the area opposite, even though it's further than Soifim, but if it would be northeast or northwest or southeast or southwest, then it would be mutter according to the Chachamim, but not the Tanakhama. Tanya Yidach, a different b'raisa, nifta b'Yehuda lo yifta mizrach u'mara v'la tzofen v'dorim, u'begolel tzofen v'dorim, also mizrach u'mara mutter. Rabbi Yossi matir, shal Rabbi Yossi oimer lo yosr el b'raya. Rabbi Yossi, like we said before, he says only b'raya. Rabbi Yehuda oimer b'zman she b'es ha-mikdash kayim, also b'zman she b'es ha-mikdash kayim mutter. He said the issur is only when the b'es ha-mikdash is kayim. Rabbi Kiva oiser b'chol makam. But Rabbi Kiva, he is aser b'chol makam. The answer is even far away from the Beis HaMikdash. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, Hainu Tanakama, isn't that what the Tanakama is saying? What's the difference between them? More answers, he could be Naya Chutz Laretz. He says the difference is in Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Kiva would answer not only in places in Eretz Yisrael far away, not only in Tzayfim and beyond, but Rabbi Kiva says it's also even in Chutz Laretz, whereas the Tanakama says the Isser is only in Eretz Yisrael. So Isser points out that when Rabbi Kiva, we say Rabbi Kiva answers in Chutz Laretz, but he brings a Yerushalmi that says if he's only in an open area, if there's no wall. But he agrees that if there's a wall, that serves as a barrier, and it would be mutter. Rabbi Havishadon Le Livne Mizruch Amar. Rabbi, who was in Bavel, and so Bavel was to the east, at least the portion where he lived was to the east of Eretz Yisrael. So he arranged the bricks of the Beis HaKisei that he used as the Kisei. He arranged it east-west so that he would be facing north-south. So he held, like we'll see, like Rabbi Akiva, that the Isra applies in Chutz Laretz as well. And where he was in Bavel, so he was to the east of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he arranged the bricks so that he would be sitting and facing north-south rather than east-west. So Abaye rearranged it and he put it in the north-south direction. And as Rashi explains, he wanted to see if his Rebbe, he did it dafka in that direction, if he did it dafka in the east-west direction, and because he held like Rabbi Kiva, or it happened to be that he did it that way and he would not be makpid. So he rearranged the bricks. All Rabbi Tarzino. So Rabbi came and rearranged it. Omar Amman Hai Tikmatsarli. He says, who's the one that's causing me agitating over it, that's causing me tsar? Anak Rabbi Kiva Srile, the Omar Bakhol Malkam also. I hold like Rabbi Kiva, and holds Bakhol Malkam at Sasar, so it's also in Chutz Laretz as well. And therefore I Davka put it in that direction.